Blog Talk Radio.
Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. You are listening once again to another edition of Religion Means Alive. I'm your host, Imam Alfred, the host of Religion Means Alive. Today we are somewhat delayed. We are just sometimes things just happen. But dear beloved people, we are going to never stop. We're always going to be on the air. And I asked a brother at a janazah yesterday, I said, "Brother, when will I be relieved of my post?" He said, "When you're in that casket. And until then, I'm going to stand this post, and I'm going to walk it in a perfect manner, keeping all we're on the alert." I also say to you, we don't formally, those who are Muslims may know, we don't open up with the name Allah, the Merciful, Benefactor, the Merciful, Redeemer. We don't have to do that. Imam Muhammad said, when you're on a TV show or radio program, you don't have to do that. I've seen him on TV programs. I follow him. I internalize everything I do that is permitted by God. And what is not permitted by God, I ask him to forgive me. I do it with his name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We are today and the seventh and the second week in the month. We are trying to keep our focus. The first week is always business. The second week, the first week is education. The second week is business. And this week we are talking about business. I wanted to say I was looking for the program of Brother. I knew him as Brother Levi, Investigator Levi, was a great investigator in New York City under the leadership of the great Captain Yusuf Shah, later known as Imam Yusuf Shah. His name was Salahuddin Munir. Salahuddin Munir Muhammad. I was trying to get the program of his passing to read to you the biographical information him from his life. Because, you know, if scripture were being written today, he would be in scripture. If scripture were being written today, you would be in scripture. And so we are just absolutely honest, beyond words, to be with you today. I'm not going to be able to read this. I can't find it, know what I did with it. But I want to just remember him. And I'm just going to work from memory of Brother Salahuddin Munir Muhammad, the great man who joined the Nation of Islam and the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1960. We put him in the ground yesterday. We returned him back to Allah. And Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad said, "Return to Allah does not mean that he returned to Allah, because Allah in creation can never merge. God is separate from creation. So the idea of him returning to Allah has to be understood. How are we to understand it? We return him to his purpose. Imam Muhammad came in office saying, born for the mission. You have a mission. Brother Salahuddin Munir Muhammad, who hereafter be referred to as Munir Muhammad because that's what I knew him as, was born for a mission. He was born in South Carolina. I believe he was born in a place called Petrie, South Carolina, one of those towns. At an early age, he just got tired of his father working for nothing from sun up to sundown, and he was determined to come to New York and live with one of his brothers. He worked and an accelerated program to graduate from high school and took two jobs and moved his whole family to New York City. Got what Negroes would call a good job working with New York City Housing Authority as a fireman. You know, that was a good job back in those days. But he wasn't satisfied with that. I tell you, dear people, if Scripture were being written today, you and I would be in Scripture. Why? Our life is a sacred life connection. You can look at Warren Buffett all you want. You can look at Paul Allen all you want. You can look at Bill Gates all you want. But when I want to be inspired by God, I want my children to look towards Salahuddin Munir Muhammad, continuing his narrative. I know you said, well, I read the autobiography of Minister Malcolm. Great autobiography. But I want to hear the biography of Munir Muhammad. Came to New York. Can you imagine a son putting together the money to get his parents and bring them out of slavery? Because at that time, our people were essentially slaves. You're a sharecropper. You're merely a slave. And I know he must have heard that scripture as I heard it. And it moved him. It said, Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Now, some of you would think that my Father's business is God, the creator of the heavens and earth. No. My Father's business is the earth. The earth is your father. Your nature, your mother, nature is your mother. And the earth is your father. Didn't God inspire the prophet Muhammad to tell us, our prophet, that on the earth, that Friday is the best day, it's the day you were sent down to the earth. That needs understanding. What is the day of gathering? Not a day for us to rest, but it's a day that we were created as a social being. And it says it's a day where it is a day where you will find your livelihood. And it's the day where you will be resurrected. The day where you were created. The day where you place where you find your livelihood is the earth and the place of your resurrection. So the earth is our home. It is a place. We shouldn't be all caught up in the space. We shouldn't be caught up in the sky. We should be caught up in the earth. It is on the earth that our physical creation should be mastered. And so, continuing the narrative of Brother Munir Muhammad, he worked two jobs. He brought his family up from the south. Accelerated his education, and then took a job with the New York City Housing Authority as a fireman, earning good money, and quit that job. But first thing he did, he made a wise decision. He left the mineral plantation and followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's why we're going to remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad June the 20th at 5 o'clock. choir at the Borough of Manhattan Community College. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the race father, a founding father of the African American people that started the process that created an environment where a new mind, a new will, a new spirit was born with a third grade education. And when this great man, Munir Muhammad, Brother Levi, as I do it, powerful name, Brother Levi, the Levites in scripture of a priest class, the ones who know how to make sacrifices. And I think if I had been in touch with him earlier, I might have been a successful businessman. If I'd been in touch with that spirit, and that was one of the weaknesses of the Nation of Islam, we didn't infect our population with the spirit of successful business people. We were too busy trying to figure out the size of Yaqub's head, trying to figure out the mysteries. And there are some of you today, all you're trying to do is figure out a mystery. How many miles Mecca is from Medina? What does the Kaaba significance? What is the meaning of this? But not how to make a living, as our great father, Carter G. Woodson, told us. He has a chapter in his book, The Miseducation of the Negro, called How to Make a Living. And that's what we're about today, how to make a living. How to make a living. You don't want any more Eric Garner. You don't want McKenzie, Texas. You don't want Michael Williams, Michael Brown. Thousands of countless of our men who've just been stripped of our dignity and killed, shot like you would shoot a pig. If you don't want that, then you should be thinking about how we can get up and produce for self. We should be inspired by God through the lives of successful men like Munir Muhammad. Quit his job. And when asked the question, why did you quit your job? He goes, I got too many mouths to feed. That sounds like a contradiction. You should stay on your job. Don't we send our children to Harvard? Don't we send our children to Yale? Don't we send our children to Rutgers? Don't we send our children to all these institutions and brag that he went to UCI? He went to UMich. He hung out with this white man. He hung out with that white man. He was with this one. He was with that one. And still begging that man for a job. And get mad like a baby would get mad if his mama didn't feed him. Why, we should be ashamed of ourselves as a people. 40 million of us running to and fro. 40 million of us with $2.1 trillion in our hands. And we won't even use it. Begging somebody to do something that we could get up and do for ourselves. And he cooked the food in his house. He took a chance. He didn't get in a lottery line. He didn't play the picket. He took a chance. He could have got locked up for selling food out of his house. But he took a legitimate opportunity in America and started selling food out of a truck on New York Avenue. I memorized that narrative. And it grew so much so, became so successful with his wonderful wife that it ended up having a restaurant. But he wasn't like some of us. We open up a business and not buy the real estate. He bought the once you can build one business, you can build another business. If you can buy one house, you can build another house. You can buy another house. Duplication, replication. He took scripture and applied it. Religion means alive. Be fruitful and multiply. Some would think I would have to give you a biology lesson to tell you to go and have sex with your wife. God doesn't have to tell you that. That's not a theme in the life of man. Man naturally knows that. But God is speaking in the Bible in a more profound way with you. He's telling you to multiply business opportunities. And here's what we see. He bought a steak and take, had one on New York Avenue, had another one, and began to expand and grow. Own real estate and own property. And I thought he was a college-educated man. But he learned one thing about the United States of America and the world today, but the United States of America, you can go to the library and educate yourself in any field. You can go and call somebody up that knows a field, and they will tutor you. After his restaurant business was successful, he wasn't content just to have a successful restaurant. He learned the commodity business and formed a business there. But this man was not just about being a businessman. There are a lot of businessmen around. Every week, he would buy a bundle of papers, several bundles. And he didn't do it like a lot of brothers. They had papers, and they buy them, and they stack them. He bought them and sold them. Didn't give them away. He sold his people on the advantages of joining the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I had a man who was a boss of mine who was one of his students. He never became a Muslim. But if you looked at the man, he was at the janazah yesterday, you would have thought that he was a Muslim. He acted like a Muslim. His style was Muslim. He reminded me so much of Munir Muhammad. So he was fruitful and he multiplied himself. And he produced men. He called them to faith. Oh, our Lord, we have heard a call to faith. That somebody told me the other day that what we need is to get our people into business. No, we don't need to get our people into business. What we need to do is call our people to faith. And God, faith and his prophet, faith in Imam Warbuddin Muhammad, faith in the community. And don't tell them, oh, all you need to do is be a Muslim. No, you need to be in the protection or the understanding of the teaching of Imam Warbuddin Muhammad. Sheikh Hoopity Hoopity and Sheikh Boogity Boogity cannot help you. God's favor is not upon them. God's favor is upon the community of Imam Warbuddin Muhammad. And so, he called this brother Munir. I didn't prepare a lecture today, but I'm speaking from my heart. Brother Munir established in his heart, mind, and spirit that there is no God but God. And he bore witness that Muhammad is the messenger of God. The messenger of God. And even that has to have commentary. Yes, man, God, prophet. I mean, pardon me, God's messenger and our prophet. Prophetic urges in the human being will continue. But Muhammad was the prophet. And we are to carry the message of Muhammad to every man. So we have been made messengers. So the highest station in creation is to be a messenger of God. That's the station of man. Each messengers. We have carried a message from Muhammad, and God will continue to inspire us with that message from Muhammad that he gave Muhammad. He will continue to inspire us to carry that message to mankind until the end of time. And such was Munir Muhammad, a star, powerful. A reporter asked me the question, why did you leave the church? And that's one of the things I liked about was the symbolism of Al-Islam. It says, I would exchange that rugged cross for a starry crown. And we return that brother, Brother Munir Muhammad, back to Allah. In the Allah, we're in the Rajulun. We are from Allah. And until Allah, we will return. Not that we're going to return physically to Allah. Our soul will return to Allah. I know the religion tells us, our religion does too, that he breathed into every man, and he has everything in creation has a bit of his ruh, his spirit. And when that spirit is taken out, there's no life in that body. Now, I'm not here to get into big philosophical pondering. But I am here to tell you that Brother Munir Muhammad believed in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's message of doing for self. And when he got the universal message, he bought into that universal message. And follow that message until God called him out of his body and into that eternal state. And I believe God was pleased with him. I believe he's going to be granted the highest place in paradise of Firdaus. I believe that. I was his melodious voice. I've never had the opportunity to really spend the kind of time with him. I just observed him from afar. But what I observed was a powerful message from God through him. I witnessed him making the devotional practices 5 times a day. Not that I witnessed him making the 5 devotional practices, I wasn't with him. But I had made it with him when he would come to the masjid, Malcolm Jabbar, and make the prayer service, one of our 5 pillars. And I watched him, even in what we call the second resurrection, carry his papers, sell, spread the message, accompanied by his wife, produced children, CPAs, lawyers, business persons. Very, very powerful man. Saw him give charity, witnessed that. Witnessed him fasting. Witnessed him accepting the universal symbol of Hajj. This is the kind of businessmen that we must produce in mass numbers to change the ugly situation of us, the African American people. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to change the situation. Because we're going to reproduce more Munir Muhammads, more business persons whose lives will be fulfilling, uplift our people, people who will accept to go into the earth and explore the treasures of the earth. Build New Africa. Build neighborhoods. Strong. Protect neighborhoods. And with God's help, His work, we are going to be successful. We will see you tomorrow on Religion Means Alive. I expect to see each and every one of you that's in the New York, New Jersey area to be at the Borough of Manhattan Community College for a program, a reunion, which will be the love that love produced. Doors will open at 5:30. It'll be at 199 Chambers Street in the Borough of Manhattan. We certainly appreciate your tuning in today. We thank you for listening, and we expect to see you at the coalition that love produce June the 20th at 5 p.m. at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, 199 Chambers Street in the city of New York. Take the number three train, the one train, the A train, Chambers Street, and walk over. You will be at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, and we hope and pray to see you there. I want to meet all of you there, and please tell to us that you've heard us on the air, and we will see you on Religion Means Life. Peace be on our noble and honorable listening audience. Thank you. Until tomorrow at 3 o'clock, you've listened once again to another edition of Religion Means Life. Dear beloved people, we were kind of running out of energy, and we had ended the show early, but I see that some of you all are still listening. So we will entertain questions or comments from the audience. Thank you. Anyone who's still on the air that would like to ask a question or make a comment, all you have to do is press 1 on the phone and we will answer your questions. Otherwise, we will go off the air. Thank you.